We're joined by Phil Simms, I think the best announcer out there, because you do weave in a lot of those, you know, those themes that are larger than just the game itself. At what age did you feel like saying, you know what, son, it's your deal, I'm here to support you, but it's your life now?
Well, I think it's interesting. There's so many reasons why I think we see a lot in baseball too, Nick, where sons are following the fathers. The atmosphere they grow up in, of course, has a lot to do with what we're going to do in life. And my sons, they grew up in a sports atmosphere. I couldn't raise them in an atmosphere like a doctor. I didn't have that time, and it's not in me, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not smart enough to be a doctor. So, and of course, genetics always has something to do with it. You hope, well, you don't hope. Sometimes they get passed down, sometimes they don't. And throwing is every bit as a genetic athletic trait that's passed along as being a fast runner, being 7 foot tall, whatever. So for quarterbacks, when you can throw, a lot of times we're fortunate that gets passed down the line to the next generation. And if I could do it over again, I would probably do it differently. Well, I know I would do it differently. I would be a little more involved. And more involved, I mean, guide my oldest son more, who's at Tampa Bay now, and telling him more about being a player, about what's going to go on at the next level, and help him with some of those decisions. I was always trying to stay out of it. I stayed back, and I let my son handle too much of it. And think about it, Nick. Here's my son who had a lot of notoriety coming out of high school, could go to any school in the country. And my take on it was, I'm going to let him make that decision. Now that I can go back and think it over again, this is a 17-year-old boy. Now, what the heck were you thinking of when you were 17, Nick? There's a lot of thoughts going on.